Welcome to the Sportscast, May 10th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe at all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously in the rankings. Visit us on the sportscast.net for the latest sports news. Butler does it again. The Sixers have tied up the series 3-3. People thought that Toronto might have closed it out, but Philadelphia is still in it. They still have the same opportunity as Toronto, but Toronto has home court advantage, and Game 7 will be Sunday. And to join us to talk to us a little bit about the NBA playoffs and not football, Victor Rocho, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, as always, having me on the show. I enjoy talking sports, especially early in the morning.
So far, you know, this NBA playoffs is so different from last year. It's night and day. The semifinals, you know, especially, they're closer, they're tighter, obviously, except the Milwaukee matchup. But let's start with the Philadelphia one. You know, Toronto, like, was looking good for Game 5 and Game 4. You know, Kawhi was, you know, people were comparing him to Kobe. But, like, how do you see this series going?
I think Toronto's going to close it out at home.
Yeah, I mean, they do have the home court advantage. But, you know, like...
But I just think that Kawhi just... you know, like, we're talking about Raptors. Kawhi's not going to let... He's not going to lose. And remember, Butler had a... He stepped up yesterday. But you can't really say that he's been playing like that the entire series.
Not at all. I mean, and Butler Kawhi, is not really the go-to guy. It's pretty much the center of Philadelphia.
Yeah, but that's I'm okay, you know, with there's no centers. I mean, he's still not playing like a center. But the deal is, you know, they brought Jimmy Butler there for a reason. He was phenomenal at Chicago.
And Minnesota. Right?
Yeah, so he has, you know, this I just think we're bailing out these athletes way too much. You know what I mean? And Butler just got to – it's game time, baby. You got to step up. And, you know, it's like no different than – I don't want to get off topic, but Tatum not stepping up for Boston. Butler's got to step up, but I just don't think they got enough step up to beat the Raptors at home, and I don't think Kawhi's going to let that happen.
Joel Embiid had played through a bad left knee and a stomach bug for most of the playoffs, and the entire team had reason to be ill after the Raptors crushed the Sixers by 36 in Game 5. Jimmy Butler had 25 points. Tobias Harris had 16. Joel Embiid had 17. J.J. Redick had 11. And Ben Simmons had 21. Mike Scott had 11 points. Let's look at the Toronto stats. Kawhi Leonard had 29. Pascal Siakam, 21. He's been a significant part of this team. Kyle Lowry had 13. Obviously, this Toronto team is definitely different when DeRozan was in it. People were comparing Kawhi to Kobe. You think, I mean, Kawhi has that clutch factor, that killer instinct that could put, you know, Toronto to the edge? Over there.
I think, that's a loaded question, right? Does he have that clutch factor? The answer is yes.
Yeah. It's a two-parter.
Right. The you know me, I'm gonna break your questions down.
What's the number one? This?
Does he have a clutch? Yes. Is he a Kobe yet? You know, I don't know. I haven't seen that. You know.
Don't think he's Kobe-esque. Maybe
compare someone to Kobe. You know. I don't know the numbers, and then you the next level. You want to compare LeBron, or Michael Jordan. Right. But the difference is that they were just assassins. Like Michael's all his NBA championships never went past six games.
Except the Pacers series in 98 Eastern Conference.
No, I'm talking about championships.
Oh, yeah, yeah. NFL, NBA finals weren't even close. They were just by game six was the most you can get.
Well, that's my point. So who gives a crap about the playoffs? Remember, Jordan sat next to the Golden State Warriors owner, right? In an owner's meeting, leaned over and said to him, hey, 73 ain't meaning just because you beat us by one game, you didn't win the championship. So it's about championships. Anyways. by the way, I'm looking at Toronto. You like talking about points, right?
So I love points.
I look at percentages too, right? So, I mean, I do look at points. There's multiple areas you go at, but if you look at 3-point percentage, 25% for Toronto, 35% for Philly, okay? They were 10, is it 10 for 10 to 28? And these guys for 9 for 36. So, I mean, they took a lot more threes and missed a lot more threes. And, you know, when you have when you miss threes, those are long rebounds. That kind of helps out. It opens up the fast break. Also, they had free throws of 76, 20 to 26, 22 to 29. Not so bad there. But, you know, I kind of look at those pieces, what they're shooting from the floor. Toronto shot 43%. And Philly shot 46%. So, I mean, just going through those line items, you know, and then I haven't even got any rebounds. But anyways, I think Kawhi will get there. He's still young. How old is he?
I think he's 26, if I'm not wrong. Let me double check on that.
But I don't think that, like, guys like him, you know, I'm just concerned that the greatness gets washed out without staying on one team.
He doesn't have the personality, though.
Of what?
Like he doesn't. I mean, obviously, it doesn't matter. But he doesn't have like the personality like Kobe or Michael. You know.
I love Kawhi's personality, though. I mean, he's. I mean, I'm definitely the opposite of him. But I don't know. He just like goes to work.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard is. I had the edge here. He's 27. I was close. Which
yeah, still you young. LeBron's 34. He's got 7 years.
If he does well, because, you know, there's rumors that Kawhi might go to L.A., but if he does well with Toronto, I think he's probably prone to stay, you know, if you see success.
Yeah, I mean, I think they want him there. I mean, you know, Drake is probably recruiting him. So, but I'll be honest with you. I don't even think it's possible that he's going to go to Lakers.
Yeah, I think the Lakers are pretty much damaged. I mean, well, not damaged, but it looks pretty toxic.
I think Kawhi wants to, I think at this time, players are really considering whether to play with LeBron or not.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is LeBron, it feels like he's just hard to work with, you know?
I think he's still one of the greatest. The thing is just I'm tired of hearing that when they win about how great he is, and when they lose how his team has to step up. I mean, it's consistent.
Exactly. Let's go on.
Payton.
Let's go to the next game last night. The Portland Trailblazers defeated the Denver Nuggets 119-108. This series has been going back and forth. At first, you think Denver was going to win the series. Then you see the Blazers. How do you see this series wrapping up?
Remember, I called the Portland. Hold on, let me get this pulled up. I called Portland in the beginning, you know. So, I told you Lillard ain't going to let it happen. And look what he did last night.
He is a Game 7 guy, I heard. He's really good with the clutch and everything. He had 32 points last night. CJ McCollum had 30. Rodney Hood had 25. Zach Collins had 14. And for the Nuggets, Jokic had 29 points. Gary Harris had 15. Jamal Murray had 24. Torrey Craig had 10. Paul Millsap had 17. Now, you know, this Denver team, I still can't get with them. I still can't figure them out. Have you figured them out yet?
No. I think that guy,
Jokic?
Nicole, yeah, he's phenomenal. I just don't, like, every time I watch them, like, I see him, and he's just amazing. But then I'm looking through their roster, and I don't really see anybody that stands out for me there, right? I mean,
Paul Millsap that I recognize. That's the only guy I recognize.
It's
mostly a young team.
Yeah, so I think they got a good future, and this guy's so good as his size that I think that they're a player away from being really good. And, you know, now they need just a good player that can step up. You know, it doesn't have to even be like the super, super, superstar, just the Robin. Because look how far they're going right now with what they have. They're one mix away. That's it.
I can see a Russell Westbrook fitted in with this team.
I don't know if I can fit. I don't know if I see Russell Westbrook fit on any team.
Really? Why do you say that?
I just think he's one of those great athletes that
can't work with anyone.
Seems that there's he's hard to please, right? I don't know if he doesn't.
It's hard for him, you know. I mean, it's hard to put him in a specific area, like, okay, play your role, but he can't. He has to play all the roles.
Yeah, the deal is, but playing your role sometimes meaning knowing when to give it up. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, and there was a time where he was trying too hard, all one-on-one basketball, and you know, those are situations where, you know, he's been in the league long enough, and I don't know, there would be a point where, you know, after a while, if I do something and I think it's not me, but it keeps coming up and people say the same thing, after a while, I got to self-reflect, right?
Exactly. Let's look at the what you think about the Milwaukee series against Boston. Milwaukee.
Let's finish up with Portland.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You know, I told you, Damian Lillard, unless I'm wrong, you know, Damian Lillard, to me, is the one that's going to make a difference. And he made sure he made a difference yesterday. I mean, he was 47% from the field, 46% from three-point range. Okay. He only had four. This is the only thing that concerns me, right, is having only four free throws. Right, and he shot 100%, but that always concerns me as a point guard. I mean, if you think about it, look at Harden. Most of Harden's points, most of the big time players' points all come from foul shots. So, in other words, if Shaquille O'Neal actually ever got to a point that he was a decent foul shot shooter, no one would touch him in points.
Yeah.
Ever.
The great center, Shaquille O'Neal. And, you know, Jokic, he's a – yes, he's a center, but he can play all positions. He can shoot a three-point shot. He can dribble the ball. He can be a point guard. This guy is, you know, completely talented.
Right. All I'm just saying to you is that it bothers me that Lillard only went to the line four times, right? So, I mean, they'll take the win, but when you're the point guard and you're scoring that many points – got to make sure you're also getting to the line.
Exactly. Anything else for Denver and Portland?
Nope, Portland's going to win
in Denver.
Oh, is that? Oh, they're playing in Denver,
correct,
too?
On Sunday.
No, they're going to win.
I'm going to pick Denver because I'm telling you, home court advantage, I think what, game sevens, I think the home team wins by over 50% or something.
You know, it's huge, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good chance Denver might win.
Well, there's always a chance, you know. It's a 50-50 chance everybody can win, right? Step on that court. But I just don't think Lillard is going to – in other words, I don't think he's going to let that dude, that's lights-out shooting. Almost 48% from the field and 46% from threes. That's some serious shooting.
Yeah, that is. Well, Game 7 will be Sunday. I don't think they've scheduled it yet. Let me double check. I think they're waiting for tonight's game, what's going to happen. No, yeah, it's TBD, to be determined, because whatever happens tonight, which we're not going to talk about it yet, Rockets and Golden State will be the prime game on Sunday at 3:30 on ABC, so that will be... And I think they might schedule the Blazers and Nuggets for like the 9 o'clock game, which, but I mean, you can watch those games because you stay up late. So, other than that, let's go to Boston. Ready to go to Boston?
Yeah.
What do you think about that team? They lost horrifically to Milwaukee 4-1. It wasn't even close. Game one looked pretty good for Boston, but they tanked.
I can't get that. It's just, I don't know. It was disappointing. I'm far from a Boston fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I used to be a Kyrie fan. Not anymore. I think their coach is good. You know, I mean, there's no confusion with me. I'm also don't understand Gordon. Like, you know, he's a player I always want to see do great. He's like him and J.J. Redick. Those are the guys, like, I, you know, those guys, I don't know why they can't just, they can't get any better. You know what I mean? They could be great at one stretch. They're consistent, don't get me wrong, but I'm just, that's a disappointing team.
Yeah, and there's rumors that Kyrie might go to New York.
I really don't care. Kyrie, or whether he goes to New York or not, and, you know, KD and all this. I mean, just, I don't really care about KD. I don't really care about Kyrie. I just, you know, I had a lot. I gave him a lot of respect when he reached out to LeBron. I gave him a lot of respect when he stepped it up. But then he just went back to his normal ways of, you know, maybe it's maturity or whatever. But, you know.
Couldn't lead the team. Could not lead the team for Boston whatsoever. Totally choked.
It's hard to lead a team. It's hard to be a leader when they feel you're leaving.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't. You just can't be talking about that.
I gotta give up shots for you. Try to follow your lead. Well, then I might as well be looking for a new job too.
I mean, Boston was better last year. I mean, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Took Cleveland to Game 7.
Mm-hmm. Right. Without Kyrie.
Kyrie and without Gordon Hayward.
Right. That's when Tatum played.
Tatum's good. Tatum, they underpriced him.
Not last year. This year, they overpaid him. I want my money back.
Well, anyways, Eastern Conference is set with Giannis and Milwaukee, the Bucks. How much, like, you think Milwaukee might make it to the finals? Like, has a better shot than, let's say, Toronto or Philly?
Oh, Philly definitely does. Philly's gone. I already got him out. Just forget about it. They're gone.
I mean, I can see Milwaukee going to the NBA Finals.
Okay, so Milwaukee would have to play who? Toronto?
Toronto. I mean, if your predictions are correct.
Okay, so Milwaukee would have to play Toronto. Ooh, man. Yeah.
Because remember, Kawhi does have championship experience.
Yeah, but when you have one guy champion, you know.
And Danny Green.
I mean, I don't know how far. I think the experience counts, but I think it counts more for the non-stars. You know what I mean? Right. It's like the guys that are stars are used to limelight, used to big games. Sorry about that. Okay. Are used to big games, are used to that. But, you know, that's the point I'm saying to you. When these guys leave all these teams and stuff, so I think Milwaukee, yeah, I think they have a really good – I think they're going to go to the finals. Let's just put it that way.
Milwaukee,
I think
that, okay, well – I think Milwaukee has home court advantage, but which I don't really. Yeah, well, yeah, it matters. But I think Toronto has. See, like they're saying Milwaukee has a deep squad. So we'll see what happens with that. Other than that, I think.
Well, think about it. If Toronto blows out Philly, right? And then loses, that's not a good sign.
No, not a good sign at all.
Right? And, you know, even though you know, they're going to game seven, even though they're going to win game seven, right? Nobody, I would never take that chance, though.
Yeah.
Right? I would have put them out, knock and put your foot on the throat and crush it. Don't let up. That's it. Good night. Get a rest, and that's it. And when they didn't do that, you know, I'm happy for the Sixers. You know, I think Embiid got a kind of bad karma when he inappropriate. And he probably just didn't know, but inappropriate said that, you know, oh, that guy ain't nothing. You know, you don't talk like that about a fellow player. Yeah, I mean, that's my problem. I think Milwaukee will take it because Giannis is just a beast, man.
Man, he killed Boston. Like, he was dribbling through five players. And
crushed him on the bench, man. Do you know what it is to be crushing on the bench and then he comes in?
It's incredible.
He was fine, guys.
It was incredible. Anyways, anything else before game predictions?
Anything else before predictions on Milwaukee, Toronto, Milwaukee, whatever? No, I just, like I said, fear the deer.
Fear the deer, man. This might be their year. Tonight, game six, Golden State Warriors versus Houston Rockets. There's no Kevin Durant. We got the Splash Brothers. What do you think is going to happen?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen, and I'm going to tell you what I want to see happen.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. I think that some of it's kind of the same too. I think that Clay and Curry and Draymond are going to go off.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, I just still think that home court for Houston with James Harden ain't going to let him go down in six, right? So, right. You know, I'd like to see Golden State close it out, but I don't, you know, I think that's going to be really hard on home court with Harden, right? That's how I'm looking at it. But I still expect those three guys to have big games and big games. And then win it. They'll win it. They're not going to lose. They are not, with Durant or not Durant, they are not going to lose to Houston.
No. I still think Golden State, you know, it's good without Durant, to be honest.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I just think the dynamics changes. You know, you, to have a Durant is something like when you need it, you do it, blah, 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 blah. I mean, how do you defend the guy that could do everything at 7 feet? There's no doubt. But I'm also hoping, I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are, but let's say they win without him, right? And did they say he may make it back further or you don't know?
I believe as soon as the Western Conference Finals.
So if they win this and they're in the Western Finals, not even the NBA Finals, he has a shot coming in, right?
I believe so.
So I'm just saying, if they win this, and let's say they win a few more games in the Western Conference Finals, and he doesn't play, I'm hoping that prompts him to stay. You know, I should just stay.
You know, yeah, you're right. You know, what if they win tonight or win the series, and they keep winning, like, you know, like the Western Conference Final day, they keep going and like, they keep winning without Durant. I'll just say, hey, sit out Durant. Let him heal up.
No, Kerr will do that, but it's too hard. The problem with that in basketball is it's a game of rhythm, right? That's why shooters shoot, right? You can go 0 for whatever and then come back and light it up because you can't – you have to have a real short memory. So if Durant's healthy – to play, he's going to play. He's a superstar. He's not going to – he may diminish his minutes. I would agree resting him, but, it's just too hard. You want to get the feel of the game still. You know what I mean? You got to get your shots off. That's why everybody says when you bring a guy, you're going to have less shots or whatever. That throws off your percentage. You got to – for, like, a guy, you know, lower down on the bench, he's got to make more shots at practice than anybody else because when he has a chance to get in there, it's his only time to put it in. You're not going to get 30, 40 shots.
Well, so you're saying Houston tonight. I believe Curry has to, you know, step up tonight or the Splash Brothers. Obviously, you know, before Durant, you know, they had that that 73-9 season. So, but they had more pieces back then. They had Harrison Barnes, you know. So, but I think Warriors are okay because they're deep. You know, and if they lose one, like Durant or Curry, they'll be fine.
Remember, this three-win season doesn't matter. Man.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. What matters is the ring, right?
That's it, baby. It's all about the ring.
Which is what Scotty said. 72-10, but what matters is the ring. But I'm pulling for Golden State, but I think Houston's going to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's just home court, you know.
It's hard. And, you know, Chris Paul is healthy, too.
Yeah,
you're a Chris Paul fan, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm a Harden fan too. You know,
you like Harden. I don't know why.
Why do I like Harden? First of all, let me tell you something. I don't. They're not even my teams. Because I like Golden State. You know,
I'm a Golden State guy. No, I'm kidding. I'm a Miami Heat fan.
I want Durant to stay there. I'd like to see a team win 7-8 championships again.
But. Do you see?
With Houston, let me tell you what with Houston, Durant, I mean with Harden, let's finish with Harden real quick. One, what amazes me about Harden, you know, other than the flopping on the shots, but that I don't like, but that either He is so quick, and the TV seems like it's slow, but for his ability to get around the guy and go right up and do a layup is amazing to me.
Durant is one of the best players in the world right now.
No, that's Harden. I'm talking about Harden.
Harden is one of the best players in the world.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's it's against the best players also in the world. He's just getting in there, and he can get inside the paint. But I think Kerr's now knowing how to double him up a little bit better and so forth. I really like Chris Paul, but I thought he made some bad decisions in game five, right? Because today's game six, right?
Tonight's game six. 9 p.m. Yeah. You going to see that tonight?
Of course, man. I stay up for these games. Last night, you asked me why I didn't watch last night's games. I was tired and working, but I'll watch Golden State and Houston every night, man. I don't care if it's 2 in the morning. But the other thing is, I go give respect to the Houston organization. I told you that earlier. For them to get this far to play that kind of basketball, right, tells you how much the rest of the team is stepping up and how the rest of the team accepted their roles of knowing I'm not going to get on the floor. I'm pretty much not going to shoot, play great defense. And if I do get a shot, I got to make sure it's worth it. If not, think about it. Go look. I mean, I'm telling you, Harden has the least amount of assisted shots made. They're all self-created.
There you go. Houston tonight, game six. If they win tonight, there'll be a game seven. There'll be three game sevens on Sunday, Victor.
God, I'm going to be in heaven.
On Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day, on my wife's birthday, sister-in-law's birthday. Oh my God.
Are you going to see all the three games that day?
There's a strong likelihood. It's really hard to get me away from that. You know, there's a TV around somewhere else.
Yeah, go to a restaurant. I know there's a TV there. If you're at home, hey, you know, yeah, just leave it on the background, in the background.
Yeah, I bring my computer with me. I got access.
See from your phone. Your wife would be like, man, why are you looking at your phone so much?
Now she knows how I am around play. Let me tell you something. I don't know about how you feel though. It's like I end up getting an NBA playoff hangover.
You do
because like you know. These, like you said, these games have been really good this year, right? And it's awesome because every day or every other day there's a game. So when it starts shortening out and the games are spread out, it's like sometimes I forget when's the game we're going to be on. But at least now I know there's a night game on every night.
You know why it's good this year? Because maybe it'd be because LeBron's not in it. It feels like maybe he has that little LeBron factor.
I just think that there's maybe. All I know is that that you can talk about people. There's a lot of great players playing.
There is.
You know what I mean? It's like you know, I don't remember a time that I could name this many great players, right, at one time. And that's not, you know, maybe it's because I'm not as watching season all year long, but it's just, I mean, I don't think there's a team that you can't, I mean, I don't know. I just think it's awesome. I hate the down when it goes down to just two. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, anyways, random question. Who is your favorite Toy Story character? Woody, Rex, Buzz, or Mr. Potato Head?
What about what's his name? To the Moon and Beyond.
Yeah, it's Buzz.
Oh, Buzz is by far, bro. Buzz is the cool.
Everyone's picked Woody so far. Yeah,
that's embarrassing. Why would you pick Woody? That's embarrassing. I mean, oh my God. I don't know. If they pick Woody, I don't think it's for the character.
Is it like Tom Hanks?
No, it's for something else called Woody.
Well, anyways, Victor, how can people reach you online to talk about the Raptors?
Well, they can reach me online. They can go to victororocho.com/resources, my website. I also have my podcast on soundcloud.com/grow revenue. They could post any questions there. And then on Facebook as well, it's facebook.com/grow revenue. And you can post all you want.
There you have it. And follow us on the Sportscast at the Sportscast One. We're retweeting. NBA playoffs throughout. We're not talking about the NHL, but I don't think Richter's watching NHL.
No.
It's a sport that I don't meet any people that watch it except Northerners or people from Canada. So, anyways, thesportscast.net. Follow us, and we'll be going through the playoffs this weekend. We'll probably recap next week what's happening. The conference finals begin next week, so things are getting a little bit more serious, and we'll see what happens, right, Victor?
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to tonight, man.
Yeah, tonight's going to be huge. It's a big game six. So, anyways, appreciate you coming on, Victor.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, and you have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.